Okay, God. In memory of Elizabeth Azariah, Elizabeth Azariah said as follows in Nichum, GTO, the Shalom Tammuz, says a pasuk, the Shalom Tammuz, that we will die in peace. And Mitzvah Kavetah HaMalachim, HaRishayim, HaShayol, HaMecha, came Yisrafullah, that in the burning that they burn for the kings, that they would burn the furniture, they would burn things on in honor of the deceased king. So Yisrafullah, they'll burn for you, so you'll die the death of a king, not the death of a king. It should be a kal v'chemer. If we look at Tzidkiyahu, now that you heard that the king of Yisrael, he only performed one mitzvah, that he raised Yirmiyahu from the ground. Yirmiyahu was thrown into a pit, into jail, and so he raised, took him out. So how much more so the children of Yishmael, Allah has come and come. Then Rabbi Kiva then said, "Vayimahu yigla mitzvah biyushalayim kmitzvah hadra drinyein tivkas megidoy." And that day, the hesped in Yerushalayim will be as great as the hesped of hadrinyein in the valley of Megiddoy. Now we don't know what this topic is talking about. Amar of Yosef. And Rav Yehoshua said, "The Moly Targum the High Fra. If not for the Targum that we find on this pasuk, I have you in my comment. I wouldn't know what this pasuk is referring to." So it says, "Beidna da hu yizkei miskut yishalayim kimitzvah da da'achav bar amri the kachol yisei hadrimyim batavim." What is this referring to? This is referring to the hesped, that what the mourning that would go on when Achav, who was a tremendous Rasha, Achav bar Imri, the couple Yeshi Adrinian Batavim, well, he was killed by this Adrinian. Okay, Nisbet the Yeshio bar Amin, and like the hesped of Yeshio bar Amin, the couple Yeshi Pari Chagidib of Kasmi Gidib, as he was killed by Pari Neche, by Pahari Nechei, the lame in the valley of Megiddo. And this is a Kal V'chemer. Let's look at the king of Achav. The king of Yisrael, he did only one great thing in his life. That he was standing in the Merkava against Aram, Kachban of Shalom Shmuel. So how much more so the children of Yishmael that they'll have a great reward. Amar le Rav, then how great should be the hesped for them? Amar le Rav Baal the Rabbi.
He stood up in the
chariot. He stood up so that they wouldn't trip. They wouldn't fall down.
Who wouldn't fall down?
I'm not sure. I think what happened was he stood up. I'm sorry. He stood up so that everyone would see that he was in the war with Aram. That they would see that the king is standing there. So
against
the Aram was the enemy. So he was standing, and so on the battlefield, giving them courage.
To who? To
to the Jewish nation. So he was standing, showing that he's with them in battle. Usually kings stay in the palace,
right.
And he went out with them. We say about David that he went out to battle as well. Amale Rava La Rava Bar Mari Ksiv Bebitzio, it says by Tzidkiyahu B'Shalom Tammuz that you'll die in peace. Ksiv at Ene Tzidkiyahu, even that they blinded Tzidkiyahu when they took the Inna Shadalus, so
who blinded him?
Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar came and blinded. Ezekiel was the last king.
Right.
They came and they blinded him. First, they killed his children, and then they blinded him. Then took him out to Golis. But it says, "Bishalom Thomas," that he'll die in peace.
Blinded, meaning they destroyed his eyes, or they just covered him with a cloth?
No, they blinded him. They
blinded him. Poked his eyes out.
Back then, it was a normal thing.
But we have a contradiction, because the nevuah was that for Shalom Thomas that he would die in peace, and here he went through this horrific ordeal.
Right.
Amar leis, he said, "Hachiyam Rabbi Yechonon, so said Rabbi Yechonon, shemeis Nebuchadnezzar b'yamav," that Nebuchadnezzar died a day before Tzidkiyahu died, and when Nebuchadnezzar died, they freed Tzidkiyahu. So Tzidkiyahu didn't die in captivity; he died the day after he was released. Rama Rava Rava Bar Marik, and Rava said to Rama Bar Marik, "See, baby Yeshio, it says, by Yeshio, v'chin hin yasipcha levisecha, and I will gather you to your ancestors, v'tzaplok v'risecha b'sholim, and you will be gathered to their graves in peace." Exiv, and it says, "V'yera yirin lemelech Yeshiyahu," but it says that would be when Yeshiyahu, how did he die? Was they were shooting arrows at him, and they shot so many arrows at him that he was like a thief. He was just leaking out. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shasoh Kivara, that he was leaking like a thief.
Because it says
Yehudu Hayyidim Lamelech, that the Yehudu Hayyidim, that the Yehudim shot arrows, many arrows at him. So we have here again a contradiction, that there's the nevuah that he would die in peace, and then he died such a horrific death. That, what does it mean that he died in peace? Was that he died before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, which occurred several years later, 22 years later. Rabbi Yechonon said, "Menachem Rishoyim Lemer Dover Ach Yisach Avel." That Rabbi Yechonon says that the Menachem, those that do give the Nechama, have no permission to start talking to the Avel until the Avel begins to speak. They have to wait for him to start talking. Shneamar, as it says, we find by Iyav, it says, "Achri Kim Pasach Iyav." After that, Iyav commenced and said, he opened his mouth and said, "V'hadar v'yan alifas ha'timoni." And after Eve speaks, then first alifas ha'timoni talks to Eve. Eve was had great destruction in his life. His children died, and his wealth was lost, and he himself was in an impersonal physical anguish, and his friend sensed his anguish from afar, and they came to visit him. But they didn't start talking until after he himself talked to them. He first addressed them, and then they spoke to him. So we see that a person who is in mourning, you have to wait for him to talk first. Amar Abavo, "Tamanayim la'avol shemeta bereish." How do we know that an avol sits at the head of the table? Shenemar, as it says, and the pasuk about Eev again, he says, "Evchar," he said, "I would choose." Eev is now talking about how he calls his friends. He says, I missed the days when I was a wealthy person and had many children. I missed those days. Those were the good old days. "Evchar darkam," I would choose that path, the Eish of Roish, when I would sit at the head of the table, the Ashkin Kamelech Biktud, then I would sit like a king among his troops, Kasher Avelin Yenachim, like the Avelin who are Menachim. So we see that the Avel sits at the head of the table like the Melech Biktud, like the king in the army. Gemara asks, one second, the word yinache means the one who gives comfort to the mourner, not the mourner. So it seems that who sits at the head of the table is the comforter, it's not the mourner. Yeah, yinache machrini mashma means would seem to be the other people. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, or Nachman bar Yitzchak said, yinache ksiv. It says, yinache, that he yinache ksiv. It says, we read it, Yinachin, but it says, Yinachin. Yinachin means the one who will be comforted. So there's a pre-inexcept. There's no Nekudis in Tanakh.
Yinachin is...
Yinachin means the one who is Minachin.
Yinucham, not Yinachin.
Yinachin.
Yinucham, he will be comforted.
Okay. Right? However, he has Yinucham, and my Gemara said Yinachin.
It's Ken Nishtayim. Yinachim, Yinachim means he will comfort. Yinucham means he will be comforted. Me'acherim, please. Right, okay, right there.
Marasurcha says, Mehacha. It says, we learn it out from a different pasuk. Yeah. Besar Mirzach Shruchim, Mirzach Nasa Sar Lishruchim. So it says, Besar Mirzach Shruchim. And we read this pasuk as Marzach Nasa Sar Lishruchim, that the one who is in mourning becomes a Sar, so he changes the Samach from Shruchim, Marzach. Shruchim, Sar L'Shruchim. He makes it into that the one who's in mourning becomes a Sar to the Shruchim, to the nobles. Amar Rabchama Bar Chanina, Rabchama Bar Chanina says,
what does that mean?
The one who's in the mourning, becomes the Sar, he becomes the prince, he becomes the noble over those who are themselves nobility. So the people who came to mourn him, In comparison to the person who is mourning, are like nobility. They're people who are sitting in comfort, and he's the one who's sitting in mourning. Mm-hmm. And we read the pasuk as if it says, Marzach, the one who is bitter, is Nasesar. He becomes the prince to Shruchim, to those themselves who are princes. So he becomes the head of the princes. So from here we see that the mourner sits at the head of the table.
In other words, he's not Mirza, but he's Nizah.
Omar Rabchama Bar Chanina says, "Menayim lechosim shemeitah bereish." How do we know that the chosim sits at the head of the table? Shneamar kechosim yichahin peh, that a chosim will be like a koyin to bear for glory. So Ma Koyin Bereish, just like the Koyin sits at the head of the table, Achasim Bereish, so also Achasim sits at the head of the table. Then we're asked, how do you know that a Koyin sits at the head of the table? What do you mean to see that a Koyin gets a covet? So a Koyin goes through Menolin, how do we know? The Tanya the Vayir Bishmol, because the Yeshiva Bishmol taught, Vikidashti, it says in the Pasuk, Vikidashti, you should make him holy. How do you elevate the Koyin? So the Vikidashti, so the Chol Darvish of Kedusha. So you make him Kaddish for all things of Kedusha. Let's tell you, Chrishe, that he, when you read the Torah, he is the one who is called up to the Torah first, so we give him the Koyin. Aliyah, Levarich Rishon, and when it comes to Birchas HaMotzin for Dinun, if the Balabas isn't there, he's the one who's Mezamein. Little money Yafirishon, and he takes the first choice of a division. So there's when you have something that's going to even divide up a pie, let's say, so somebody divides up the pie, let's say, three people, so it cuts in at the third. And the one who takes first is the Kayan. So he can choose whichever piece he desires.
Between picking the first piece. When the camera says, if I know who gets the first, the third gets.
Very important thing to do.
Is talking about any client, anyone who has a title client? Sometimes you have, I don't mean to interrupt, I always have that question. Sometimes you have a meaning with all the different beautiful chashuv yidim, and then they're looking for a kohen and some whatever comes from the kohen.
This, in fact, we learned earlier about in Megillah about this, that today the minute, that really from Ikra Halacha, the Talmud Chacham Amara goes in front of a Talmud Chachem Mamzer goes in front of a Kohen Gadol Amara. He has a greater cup. The problem is that today there's a lot of fighting that goes on. So imagine you come into shul, and instead of giving the kohen an aliyah, they give Padres Meishan, and say, oh, he's the biggest Talmud Chachem than you. Imagine what the, so you're calling me an Amoretz, and I don't get the aliyah. So the minute became that... Anyway, Rav Chanina says, "Kashi yitzias neshama min aguf kizri fode b'fiyah rashi." The death for the neshama, when the neshama goes out of the guf, that's like pulling apart. You're pulling apart the neshama from the guf, so that's painful, as you would imagine it would feel, of kizri fode b'fiyah rashi, of pulling out. It's difficult as pulling out a rope out of a knotted rope when they would have the ships tied together or tied to port, so they would have a rope and the rope would have a knot in it, and it was on the other end of a ring, so there was a metal ring and you tied a knot. Imagine you don't want to untie the knot, you just want to pull the rope through the ring. So it's difficult as it is to pull the rope, the knotted rope, through the ring, which that ring was sort of looked like a bit like a throat. The veshet is, by shchita, you learn about the veshet, is the windpipe. So kechevel sheyesh v'keshu yetzer v'keshu min ha'tev. It's difficult to pull out of the ring. So this is talking about ordinary people, not tzaddikim. We learned earlier that for tzaddikim, it's like plucking a hair out of the milk or something as simple as that. It's like when you tie two boats together. So again, you have the cable that you stick into the boat. Or some explain it as the boats themselves, the ships themselves, didn't have nails in them. The planks were tied together with ropes, and they would weave the ropes in through the boards, and to keep it waterproof, to keep it from getting waterlogged, if the holes were smaller than the ropes, so they had to really stuff the ropes in, so yanking it out was not easy.
These rabbis are describing the
They're not talking about themselves.
Are we talking about
the Malchah Mavis? The actual person is dying.
The actual person we're talking about.
The pain, the anguish.
Yeah.
This is all allegorical. You have a person who his whole life is Gashmias, so as he gets closer to death, so he realizes how much he's going to miss the world. I had such a good steak. I had a bottle of wine. Now I'm too old to enjoy any of it. And every day I'm further away from it. It becomes more and more painful. Shingi the tzaddik says, I'm one day closer to Gan Eden when I'll be Yeshiv and then in the Tivashini. So for him, it's an easy process. He's not looking towards the Yom HaDin with dread. He says, listen, I'm going to Gan Eden. He's not as apprehensive as the person who his whole life was Gashmias, because he's looking at what he had, and the tzaddik is looking at what he's going to get. So this is some explanation of what we're talking about here.
I mean, the shot is that it's painful. They're describing it, for them it's not painful, even though you say, of course, it's not bad. In other words, nobody wants to leave this world, but that's not painful. Or were they describing it for the on one hand in order to encourage them that when they, if they are, they should see normal and also with their
I think
is there an intrinsic relationship between art and unusual that this Masetta should finish? Just annoyed, come and talk about some night, all the fish.
Amar Levi, so we take out the vav. Amar Levi Barchaisa, Aniftim and Ameis, somebody who departs from a dead person. Lo Yomer Lo, he shouldn't say to the deceased, Lech Lisholim, go to peace, Lech Bisholim, go in peace. The difference between Lisholim and Bisholim is that Bisholim means that you're going to your ultimate reward. There's no longer Lisholim means that there's still a process. Going to peace means that you're heading towards something. When a person is alive, so long as a person is alive, he can accomplish something. Once he's dead, he can no longer accomplish anything. So now he only has the peace that he earned during his life. So we say Lech Bisholim, not Lech Lisholim. And in fact, it would seem insulting to the deceased if you say to him, Lech Lisholim, because that, in a sense, intimates that you're telling the deceased you had a lot more to accomplish and you never accomplished it, and now you're going to have to go Lisholim in order to get to the ultimate peace. In order to get to Gan Eden, you're going to have to go through divine punishment. So we tell him, we wish him, Lech Bisholim, that you said that you should be able to go immediately to the Sholim and not Lisholim. It shouldn't be a journey towards Sholim. Hanifter min achai, somebody departs from a live person, Lech Bisholim, you shouldn't say go in peace, Lech Lisholim, go to peace, because again, now we're saying the opposite. So long as there's life, you have opportunity. So we tell him, engage in the opportunity to go towards peace, to get ever greater peace. Also, we want to tell them that we're not telling him, okay, drop dead and go get your ultimate reward. You might get insulted. Anifter min ameis, somebody who is taking leave of the deceased, le'imra le'lech l'shalim, you shouldn't say le'lech l'shalim or le'lech l'shalim. She'nemar, how do we know this? Because it says in the Pasuk, va'atah tavi al avitech b'sholim, that you will come to your ancestors b'sholim.
Niftar.
Well, he wasn't dead at that point.
No, but he was.
Hashem said it to Avraham Avinu.
Yeah, and he found him but he was talking about at that point about his death. Usually when one says to somebody Lech Lashon, he's not talking about okay, go to your final journey. He's talking about going
right
about
now.
Your present journey. Yes. Hashem was referring to his final journey. So he was telling him, and you will come to be with your ancestors, to lie with your ancestors in peace, because he's talking about the time of his death. And if they're minachai, somebody who is taking leave of a living person, because we find the opposite, where David said to Avshalom, he wished him Lech Bisholim. Avshalom said he wants to go to Hebron, and David wished him Lech Bisholim, go in peace. And what was the end was because of Bris Chrysalis Masayim, there's a covenant that was made with the lips that what you say might sometimes come true just because he said it. He said Lech Bisholim was as if he told him that your death will soon be upon you. So Halach V'Nisla, the end was that Avshalom on that journey ended up going and hanging himself. He was riding his mule when he passed the tree, and his hair got caught, and the mule continued on, and he was hanging there, and then came Yoyev ben Tzruya and killed him. Shamar l'Moshe, as in his Yisrei, Shamar l'Moshe, Yisrei, who said to Moshe Lech l'Shalem, he said, go to peace, holach v'yitzliach. He went, and he was successful. When Moshe Rabbeinu was taking leave of Yisrei, he had Yisrael commissioned to go to Mitzrayim after Hashem sent him. He had sworn to Yisrael, Vayel Meisha, it says Vayel Meisha, the words Vayel Meisha at the beginning when they made the Shidduch, so Vayel Meisha, so this difference of opinion what it means Vayel Meisha. Meisha was willing to enter into the Shidduch, and Mayel is also a Lashon of Shvua. So I'm interpreting it as he swore to Yisrael. What did he swear to Yisrael? He swore to him that he wouldn't leave Midian without his permission. So after Hashem told me it's a giant, Moshe said, okay, I'll accept, but I still have to go to Yisrael and ask his permission because I swore to him that I would ask permission. So what happens? He goes to Yisrael, and Yisrael says, Lech Lishalim, go. Two piece. Halach v'etzliach, and he went, and he was v'etzliach. Amar B'levi, and B'levi said, Kol yitzim beit ha-knesses, le-beis ha-medrash, somebody leaves and goes from the beis ha-knesses to the beis ha-medrash, and the beis ha-medrash to the beis ha-knesses, and then he goes from the beis ha-medrash to the beis ha-knesses. So in other words, he goes to Zavin, and from Davin he goes to learn, and then he learns until Mincha, so he goes back to the Beit HaKnesses, Zeicha Mekalu Pnei Shechina. So that person is Zeicha to receive the Pnei Shechina, Shnemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Yud-Hei Dalet, Yalka Mechayel Atoyel, you go from one assemblage to another assemblage, you go from one place of assemblage, which is the Shul, to the Beis Medrash, or from the Beis Medrash to the Shul, Yirah Lelikim V'Tzion, and he'll be Zeicha to see God in Tzion. Amar Rechia Barashi, Amar Rav, so Rechia Barashi says, name of Rav, Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Lehem Menucha, Afilu Leilu Mahava. Talmidei Chachamim don't have Menucha even in the world to come, Shememar, as it says in the Pasuk, Yelchum Michael Achayil, Yirah Lelikim V'Tzion. Same Pasuk, so Tzadikim, or Talmidei Chachamim, they are constantly going Michael Achayil in this world, and then they're going Michael Achayil in the next world. So they never have any peace because they're constantly striving ever
like
upward.
The one who goes to the best, I mean, that's the best technique, that's the best technique, that's the best technique.
So,
that's this world.
And then in the next world, they go higher and higher. They continue elevating at higher levels, and then in the Vashchina at ever increasing greater intensity.
Learning Torah. So, what about mitzvahs?
Mitzvahs, there's no mitzvahs in Eilam Haba, but the Rebbe says here about the word Mechayel El Choyel. The word Mechayel El Choyel is variously translated here. So here the Marsha says, Yelch Mechayel El Choyel,
that you go from multitude to multitude, and that's how we translated it. Chayil el chayil is usually translated from strength to strength, but here we're saying the chayil, chayil can mean an army, a multitude of people, and that seems to fit
with the description
because we're talking about going from the Beit Medrash to the Beit Medrash to the Beit Medrash. How's that Michael of Hoyle? Because there is a multitude in the face of the Knesset and a multitude in the face of the Medrash. He's not saying and davening by himself and sitting up by himself, or rather he's doing in the face of the Beit Medrash. So the word Chayil over here, the Marsha translates as multitude. And it says, though, that the word here, chayil, el chayil, is that we have the word chayal, that means a soldier. That how is it that a person constantly strives upward? Chay is it that a person is not satisfied with where he is? He says, I learned 5 o'clock yesterday, I learned 5 o'clock today, I learned 5 o'clock tomorrow. And he stays at his same level. I did the mitzvahs with this intensity yesterday, this today, tomorrow. Is because He takes the message of Chayil, the Indian of Bittl. What's a soldier? What's a true soldier? All this true soldier does what he's told. His interests are not taken into account. He just does what he's told to do. He's told that he has to go ever upwards. So he's a Chayil. He just goes with the Bittl that's required of him. And that's why we use here the word, the Pasek Yel Mechayil El Chayil. He goes like a soldier who does whatever he's told to do. And so he's told, you strive, and that's it.
Kadima.
When you say, how do you know that's talking about somebody said this? To give, as opposed to when you say it, that could affect you. In other words, what does your another person say?
We find first of all the in Chumash we find where Yaakov said about Rachel said, so the one by whom you will find that the Trophim, so they used to say, they knew, well, won't live among them. So who was Yaakov wasn't talking about the Trophim, he was talking about the prison about whom will be found, the Trophim, it's similar to Kulil Sadek, Afil Chivam Bipa. It was not intended as klila, so it wasn't intended as a klila, it was intended as a bracha. Nevertheless, because it has elements of klila to it, so it's a klila, and it was good. So,
read the Hagran. No, wait. Did you finish it? No, we haven't finished it. I'm Achia Balashi. I'm Aran.
Talmid HaChacham, and I'm not happy with him. I'm not happy with him. I'm not happy with him. I can't see him. The HaChacham don't have. Because in Olam Haba, they continue to strive up. I will leave it to someone here from the Mashiach.
Come on.
You say it.
Adrachalach Masech Smei Katan Adrachalan Dat Alach Masech Smei Katan Dat Datach Alan Lernis Neshe Mina Masech Smei Katan Vele Fis Neshe Mina Vele Balma Adeng Vele Balma De Asi Yigotzen Tonei Chodin Adonem Valseinu Shetie Seirascha Umnacheinu Ba'eilam Azeh Usnei Imanu Leilam Abba חנינו בר פאפה, רמי בר פאפה, נחמן בר פאפה, אחי בר פאפה, אבא מרי בר פאפה, רם בר פאפה, רכיש בר פאפה, סוחה בר פאפה, עדה בר פאפה, דרו בר פאפה. ערב נדנה ראינו את דברי סייר עשרה בפינו, ופיפי שמחה בישראל, כולנו אנחנו צאצאנו תתא, עמך בישראל, כולנו יודע שמך, ולם ביתר עשיך, נשמע, מאיבה אבטח עקמני ומצייסיך, כי לא ירע מהילי, יהי ליבי סמים בחוקיך, למען לא יבש, לעולם לא ישכח פיקודיך, כיבם חיליסני, ברוך עצו אדנוי, למדן מחוקיך, אמן, 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 צלעת ועד. ואתם אנחנו לך, מדברים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני,
Eloheinu, Vereha Veseinu, She Santa Helkenu Miyoshe Bes Midrash, Vere Santa Helkenu Miyoshe Kronos, Shanu Mashkimim, Vehem Mashkimim, Anu Mashkimim, Vedivre Sera, Vehem Mashkimim, Vedivre Telim, Anu Amelim, Vehem Amelim, Anu Amelim, Umekablim Sacha, Vehem Amelim, Veenan Mekamim Sacha, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחס, שנאמר, ואתו אלוהים תרידם לבאר שחס, אנשי דמים ומרמה, לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך, יהי רצון שנאך אדוני אלוהי, בשם שעזבתני לציין מסכת שנות קטן, כן, תעזרני ואסחיל מסכת ספרים אחרים, לסיימם ללמד, ללמד, לשמר, לעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תנותי לסייך באהבה, וסחוס כל התנאים והאמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יאמר לי וזרי, שלא ימוש התורה מפי ומפי זרי וזרע זרי, עד אלא, וסקיים בי בלך תנחי עיסא ושורך ותשמר אליך והקיצסה היא ששיחיך כבי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שני צבעים ערך ימים במינה ובשמאלה אשר וכבד אדוני ארז למה ייתן אדוני יברך סמי ושלם.
We don't have.
Can you bring
Sarah all around the world?
Sure. Yeah, but thanks to the people.
There is like one person I talked to with.
Make it up for him.
קדוש ישראל קדוש מירבא למדבר שיצלי יום יחוצי יצא לפני ביקר משיחי וחיי חרב ימות מחל וחוזי צוער ברגל וישמן כל יבימו אמי יחיק מירבא קדוש מירבא למדבר יוי יסבור וישבא לישר שמר ויסנסי יסתדר ויסרים זלול שמירי קודש הברית אי לא מכל חוס המשיר עצר שפרסן נכון עשר אבים עד ברמה ויבימו אמי על ישראל ורבנן ועצם יגיון ועצם יצר ידיע ועצם מדיע כדורה יסד ועצר עדן ודיומה עצר ועצר יהלו עוד מלכון שלמה רבה חינכי דורה חמין וחיין הריחין וזרן הריח הלכו כאן כדבר ומדי וישמעי ובימו אמן יהי שלמה רבה וישמעי וחיים צדיק ממלאים ובאל כל ישראל ובימו אמן ועשי ישמע מבאים ואביות ישמע מלאים ובאל כל ישראל ובימו אמן
כאן בשחת
The Kaddish is saved by
the Kaddish is saved by the Kaddish.
And it will come. That's what we'll show them.
Over there outside.
By the T.
And you'll join us in the Hashem. Rabbi Louis.
Yeah.
Please, come and say the time.
Oh.
Moed Katan, you also gave us...
You almost finished later then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Next is Chagiga.
It's not there either.
No, this is dairy.
This,
I don't know.
No, it's not.
Non-dairy?
Yeah, specifically after the non-dairy treats.
What do you get?
This or this? This?
I'm going to the big guy.
Should make them in there to show. What do you want?
Yeah.
What
happened to the relative about the ship?
Is he at a wedding? Travel here.
He's right here. Yes. We did almost all the Matesta, which was really.
Anyway,
he's right here.
Just to go back over quickly the topic that we spoke about, that he stood up during the war.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so not only that he stood up, was in the middle of the war with Aram. So it says, the Ish Marashach Bekeshet, literally, there was a fellow, he stood up and he threw his arrow. And no, he was just throwing. He just happened to pull his arrow, and he let loose an arrow towards the enemy, towards the Yidden. The Yaka, and just fortuitously, the Yaka is Melech Yisrael, and he struck the king of Yisrael. Ben Hadvakim, he hit him between the armor he had in between pieces of armor. He said he's at that point, he's already dying, but he didn't want anyone to know that he was injured. So it was an intense war, a battle. He stood up so the enemy wouldn't see that the king had fallen. The Yidden wouldn't know that the king was about to die, because that would be a
danger
of peril. That was the great deed that he did.
Was that considered tshuva?
That was considered his great deed for which he received great hesed.
But the deed that he did at the end of his life, he did other deeds too.
Generally, all these things that we said to Tzidkiyahu, who was generally a good person, but then he had Yeshiyahu, who says he did one thing. Yeshiyahu was a tzaddik. He wasn't like Yeshiyahu. He wasn't evil like the king. Most good kings do various degrees of.
He
was considered a good one of the better kings.
It's all life.
Who's the people who ran under the tunnel when they were there? The Romans caught up with him with a deer that was
the Tito.
That was the why did you say that he could just get
caught? No, that was the time of the Corbin. That was the end. That was the Navor. That was going to be taken out. That's what we just talked about. The Navor, the giant beast, and the.
My sister from New York. I'm on base.
Just learned the very day in
the
Krishna.
And if the guy was gate and he could have ran away, and then he golfed just that stuff would be a goal, but he's not a king who ran.
And now this is next Chagigas that I'm talking about, the Aliyah L'Regel. Who was Chayef to be Aliyah L'Regel? Who has to go up to the Beit HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim, during Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot? When in Hatzki Rechol, Tzchurchas, that he has to go up and see and visit Hashem. So who is Chayef in Riyah? Who has to go up? And during that Re'iyah, there's also a Chiyuv to bring Karbanes, Re'iyah, so who's Chayiv? Kol Chayom Re'iyah. So we say that everyone is Chayiv, Lal Yisrael L'Regel, Chutz, Mecheres Shaitan Akam. Everyone, except for a Cheres, a deaf mute, a Shaitan, him, the soul, and Matam, and a child, the Tumtum, and someone who is not dead. It's not definite whether he's a male or a female. Mandragonist and one who has both types of organs. And Noshim Vavodim She'eino Mishukhranim. And women and slaves who were not freed. So Eved Kanani, who is not freed, has the din of a woman. He has the same mitzvah that a woman has. So just like a woman is not chuyav in Alila Regal, it's not chuyav in mitzvah, that's a Shasan Karama. So also the Eved She'einim Meshukhar. A Chigur, also a lame person, since it requires Alila Regal to go off by foot, and the Gemara will speak about it. So the Chigur, the lame person, is Pater, Basuma, and the blind person is also Pater. Again, the Gemara will talk about it because you have to be able to see. The whole point of Alila Regal is Yerol, Liris, Lirois, to see and to be seen, and he can't see, so he's but if a chayla, a sick person, so we said everyone except for a long list. A chayla, a sick person, a zaken, and an elderly person who can't walk up. So basically, in short, anyone who can't make the ascent on foot is potter.
The Mishnah says that chayla means everybody. They should have said...
everyone besides for this whole laundry list. So now, for purposes of katan, and then we'll stop here, it's not the usual definition of katan and gadol, but ezel katan, who's considered a child that doesn't go up while we're on the regular culture, and the yachid lirkel of al-ksefer shalom, one who can't sit on his father's shoulders. If he's old enough that his father can take him on his shoulders, he should go up Baliyah L'Regel. Lalit Mishalayim L'Harabayis, Dibri Beis Shammah B'Tulam, Kol Shein Yachal Lechaz V'Yadish Shalavim Lalit Mishalayim L'Harabayis. Anyone who can hold his father's hand and walk up from Yerushalayim to the Harabayis. If he can't do it on his own 2 feet, so Beis Hill, then he's too young, he doesn't have
to. So even if he's more than 13 and he cannot...
No, we're talking about a child, presumably we're talking about a younger child, the child of already
said. I understand, but according to this definition, he can be more than 13 as long as he can't be carried on.
If he can't walk up on his own feet, so that we said already earlier that a summa chayla zakim chayni achalalus verdagel, anyone who can't walk on his own 2 feet is potter. So now we're talking about
one who can, but cannot rely.
So if someone is 14 years old and he can't walk on his own 2 feet, he's foster from all the other regular because he can't walk up. Now we're talking about mechanic purposes. When should he start being mechanic, a child, to go up all the other regular? So Bishamai says if he's even presumably at a much younger age, the child is able to sit on his father's shoulders,
what they said. Well, says no, the age starts a little bit older when he's able to walk up by, you know, holding his father's hand and stuff like that. So let's just look at the Rashi, just so you know that what I'm saying is about true cotton. So aval mikan ve'elech, aval pisheini chayiv minaser. From the age of when he could either walk, go on his father's shoulders, or when he could go with his hand, by holding his hand, he's not chayiv minaser, because we're talking about a true cotton over here.
No, but wait a minute. The Mishnah is not talking about chinuch. Chinuch. The Mishnah is talking about to go to Yerushalayim.
We're talking about the chinuch of the child to go up aliyah l'regel. When does the father start being mechanech his child to be aliyah l'regel? When he can go, and either his father can take him on his shoulders up to the Beit HaMikdash, or according to Beit Hillel, when he's old enough that he can walk on his own 2 feet and just hold his father's hand.
But that means that's on the father's obligation to take the child.
The child never has an obligation.
Right. So in the first statement of the Mishnah, we talk about all those who are obligated to go to the Rego.
Right. And now we're talking
about... not those who are obligated for themselves, but those who are obligated for others.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we're clear. Yeah,
we're talking about the child. The child doesn't have any obligation.
And why so?
We learned the whole summer by Newport. Now, Hashem, we'll have some more masechtes, and now Hashem, we have some more people.
But the Gemara before, when you didn't tell me they were stopping earlier, so I wasn't prepared to give the share from earlier.
You were prepared. That's fine. Finish. Many more masechtes, many more people. The Iyun. And the Shus, the learning Torah, Yishma. We should do our share as much as we can to bring Mashiach.
Oh, no.
Now. Sure. Very nice. Thank you very much. I hope you'll my
do I take one more before I
do I take the balance on them?
Okay, it has to be situated. It can't sit there anymore.